This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, November 17th. Well, wheat markets yesterday continued to drift lower. It's just pretty much the same old story in the wheat space. Chicago and Kansas City are back at their trading range lows. Minneapolis had rallied enough and has managed to avoid some of this pressure that it's still above that low. But still, it's the wheat space has really struggled to hold on to any kind of bullish momentum. Some of the pressure yesterday was weakness in the soybeans, where we got some rain coming into Brazil. That certainly has taken the wind out of the sail of the soybean complex. And for corn, kind of caught in the middle, looking at an energy market that was under quite a bit of pressure yesterday. But even with that, the corn prices were generally higher most of the session. But still, it's been fairly quiet in the grain space. Soybeans have been kind of the epicenter of attention. And with the rains that are forecast to come and all the major models have converged into bringing these rains in for much of next week. So it's hard to maintain that upward momentum when you at least have some pretty decent widespread rains coming in for now. Those forecasts also suggest that behind this rain event, it's going to return to warm and dry conditions. But at least you'll have what appears to be at this point good soaking rains ahead of that. So it's desperately needed. And if they don't materialize, then, this market, I think, is sharply higher next week. But at this point, it looks like they are coming. Export sales yesterday for wheat were also poor. 176,000 tons was all. That was below the low end of the range of estimates from 250 to 550. For corn, export sales of 1.8 million tons, that was just above the high end of the range of estimates. Mexico took 1.1, Japan took 532,000. In soybeans, export sales of 3.9 million, that was within the range from 2.9 to 4.6, so we knew that we had big sales coming. China, of course, took 2.6 million of that. Unknown took 721,000. And we saw that showing up in the daily sales report. So it's not a huge surprise that soybean number was so big. In other news, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is reporting that they expect their wheat production will be 14.7 million tons. That is down 700,000 from their previous estimate, and it compares to USDA just last week, who projected at 15.0 million tons. The International Grains Council increased their world wheat production estimate 2 million tons, took it up to 787 million, whereas in this last supply-demand report, USDA actually slightly lowered world wheat production to 782. So the International Grain Exchange going the other way. Usually they're kind of a laggard and slowly follow what USDA is projecting, but not this time around. So that's interesting to see them ratcheting up world wheat production. In Ukraine, the Ag Ministry is reporting that they are estimating that just over 150 ships have used this new corridor that they've developed, and that they've moved 3.2 million tons of grain. So that obviously is not all that bullish for wheat either. Most of that's going to be wheat, but quite a bit of it will be corn as well. The Ag Ministry is also reporting that total grain and oilseed production out of Ukraine will be 74 million tons. The breakdown is corn at 23.7 million, wheat at 22.4 million, sunflowers 11.6 million tons, barley at 5.9 million tons, soybeans at 4.8 million, and rapeseed at 4.5 million. So they're hanging in there, and they're finding a way to export it. So that's part of the pressure on, the wheat space and the corn space, but just their success in this new corridor. They don't need that other corridor that Russia abandoned. They've developed their own. So far, they're having a great deal of success with it, even with Russia supposedly mining the waters. Over 150 ships is very impressive. And most of that would have been just in the last few weeks, because, we've seen they've just started using this corridor over the last couple months, and they had some problems, and they were really slow to get started. But clearly, they're having a great deal of success here. So moving forward, I think wheat continues to struggle as long as soybeans are under pressure. If, you know, if those rains come, then I think you've taken a lot of the energy out of the soy complex, and that spills over to corn and wheat. With the aggressiveness of Russian exports and then success of Ukraine exports, I think it really keeps a lid on wheat in particular. Corn to a certain degree, but, you know, with corn and the situation in Brazil, if those rains come, then farmers in Brazil have a tough choice to make. Do they plow up the soybeans they've already planted and start over? Or do they just continue with a partial soybean crop and then bank on a big corn crop? If they replant, they're going to give up a corn crop. There is some talk that they will tear up soybeans and go to cotton. Well, that probably foregoes the corn crop as well. So these are some issues, and analysts are already projecting that you're probably going to see corn production down by at least 7 to 8%. Others are suggesting as much as 15%. So this is already being talked about in the market, and I think that's why the corn has shown some support here. Not a lot, but I think that you know, the U.S. has a big crop that's going to fill a lot of gaps. This won't really be an issue till we know for sure what the acres are, but it's definitely something worth watching closely because Brazil is such a major corn exporter to the world, and it pretty much is all from that second season corn crop. So we'll see if the rains come, then we'll see what farmers do on the backside of that. The weather has not been kind to the Brazilian farmers so far this year, so it's very important that they get these rains this weekend. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.